Hi everyone, SaneMain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger, and he didn't send me a topic for this video, so I wanted to discuss why it's a total waste of time dating women over 40 entirely. The only time I ever went on a couple dates with women over 40 was almost 9 years ago now, and I was turned off by her unattractive upper arms. She was a Latina, so she looked younger than she was, but nature was telling me not to waste my time on a woman that's infertile. And I couldn't fall in love with them at that age anymore either. All I could see was that look in her eye like a shark staring at me, sizing up how and where to bite me. She was still using her sexuality and fading looks to try and manipulate me sexually. But it just didn't work anymore. On top of that, most women keep doing what they've always done to seduce men. And yet they don't understand why we won't fall for it when we get older. On top of that, most of them are sassy and have a ton of self-confidence these days, just as their looks are starting to sour. For me, all they have to do is be pleasant and feminine to be around or agreeable. But with emotional damage and higher notch counts and being almost as aggressive as men these days, as they get older, you can't get a moment's peace, so why bother being with them? Because as you get older as a man, all you're really going to crave is peace and quiet, not nagging and drama, and women over 40 are full of it. Then you also have to worry about her health if you date them longer term. As a man, your own health should be your priority. But I see tons of older men taking their wives to the hospital because they're hypochondriacs. But when the time came to look after themselves and their own health, they didn't bother. The main reason I see many older guys dating older women is because they're emotionally needy older dudes. They can't deal with being alone. Or they're younger dudes looking for action, but they don't have any intention of sticking around after they stick it in her. For women over 40, their best bet is a freshly divorced, financially successful male that convinces himself that his wife was a bad person. And then not all women are like her. And 40 plus women know exactly how to target such men. As I said, if those women are agreeable and they control men covertly and passively, then a man like that is far more likely to be with them. But 40 isn't a real problem for women. They still get some action. But lately I've been noticing women over 50 specifically posting how almost all their attention is gone and they accept that the odds are pretty good that they'll end up being single for the rest of their lives. It's like their body is a sinking ship and they realize it's going to drag them down to the grave all alone. And there's nothing they can do about it. Plus women in their 40s and 50s, their beauty, youth, and fertility have faded away. And they're more of a liability than an asset for most males. They get menopausal hot flashes and have 30 plus years of experience manipulating dudes. Even dating women younger than 40, they still ate away at my time, money, peace, and quiet. As well as emotions and many other things, and it just wasn't worth it. But at least I could get turned on by them. A few months ago, I was around a woman that was in her early 40s, and she was interested in me, but just the idea of kissing up her wrinkled face made me want to throw up in my mouth. I think it's part of men's instinct to not waste our time and resources being around women they won't be able to give us viable offspring. But before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, me, the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Again, I have zero interest in women over 40 for love and sex. I used to be interested in sex with women under 40, mostly in their mid to late 30s, but most had baby rabies at that stage or were trying to trap me as a source of attention and for a pension. When I dated women in their mid to late 30s, I was constantly anxious because they were trying to trick me into getting them pregnant. I'm also guessing that women in their early to mid 30s probably pressure men to marry them. I've gotten to the point where I'm allergic to people pressuring me to do anything. I get instantly angry and disagreeable. They've been telling men what to do our entire lives, and they think that as they get older, that power to alter men's behavior is still there. Women 40 plus are especially delusional, thinking their looks and sexuality are going to keep men hooked and coming back. They don't understand that many guys start thinking with their big heads instead of their little ones, around the age of 35. We finally start to see women rationally if we're lucky. Around the same time, women's fertility and looks start to crater. Is it nature finally giving men some freedom after we've gone through half our lives being horn dogs trying to smash anything that moves? Nature doesn't want us to invest our resources and time in women over 40. So emotionally we end up becoming free. But it's fun watching women in their late 30s and 40s using the same manipulation techniques they've always done, expecting them to work and not adapting to the fact that they are older and so are the men. Women figure out male nature early on in life and prevent us from figuring out female nature. Suddenly nature flips the script and men change, and all the rules that women are used to no longer work. Why do you think women in their 40s want younger guys? They don't know how to cope with men their own age because they can't manipulate them as easily as they once did. So I suspect that's one of the reasons that female teachers are after young impressionable males, because they understand how to get them to do what they want. How many 16 or 17 year old guys do you never hear of being with their teachers because the teachers never got caught? It seems like every day I read an article about a teacher getting caught with one of her students. But there are probably hundreds more that don't get caught for everyone that does. And the middle-aged teachers, you just know, are comparing notes about the boys they bang and talking to each other about it in the teacher's lounge. So it's probably become socially acceptable in women's inner circles. But since social media is about looks and beauty, no wonder so many middle-aged women are getting together with younger guys. Why do you think that hangmaxing is becoming so popular recently? Maybe instead of me being unattracted to women over 40, those women wouldn't even want me now, and are trying to date and marry much younger guys they can control better and groom. I think that's about all I've got to say on this topic of dating women over 40 is dumb. Another thing I've realized, it's almost as if I'm living my life in reverse. As if I faced retirement in my 20s and early 30s from 1999 to 2014, with minimal work. I got all the sex and female validation that I could ever want. I made an actual passive income before most people figured out the internet. Life was fun and carefree, but also depressing, because I didn't use my brain enough. I traveled the world and had as little responsibility as possible and was miserable for a lot of that time, and I didn't know why. But from 2014 until now, and then probably till 2027, I would basically call that the working years, making money from investing my photography and video business along with YouTube. After this period, the next 15 years, if I make it and I'm still alive, will most likely be raising kids in my 50s and 60s that I have through surrogacy, so long as my health and finances hold up for the next 4 or 5 years before I take that plunge. The most ironic thing about my life is that I thought I would always have to choose in life. An influential career that leaves a mark on this world, or a family. But in a way, I'm getting tired of the social media grind and the YouTube thing, and got more attention in my life than I ever imagined, and feel like I've made my mark. I got more sex and love in my 20s and early 30s than I ever wanted. And now if I want, I can raise a family properly without the cooch of Damocles over my head ready to fall on me. I feel like each 15-year period is like having an entirely different life. And just to be clear, I would have done the surrogacy thing in my late 30s. But my health issues are bad, and to be honest, it would have been a bad idea, because I didn't understand human psychology enough to ever attempt to raise children. Turning on my fight-or-flight instinct for 7 years straight during that time gave me autoimmunity and reflux issues. I can manage those, but there are always new conditions popping up. For the last few months, I've been dealing with a painful UTI. Some people also suggested that I find a woman that wants to do co-parenting. But the problem with that, besides her potentially petitioning the courts for custody and then getting child support from me, is that the mother, like most these days, would overindulge the children. People claim that decadence is what's rotting the West, but no one is mentioning that overindulgence or giving your kids too much attention, food, activities, screen time are all the real problem. And because the world is more complicated today, it takes much longer to get ready to have kids. I think that in the future, guys in the West will most likely be using their 20s, 30s, and maybe even 40s living single, and then loving a lover bot while saving and investing, and then when they want kids, cash out and move to a third world country and have kids through surrogacy. That's the only feasible path for many to take if they want those things. I think I'm going to have to make another video at some point discussing the new MGTOW plan for retirement and procreation without a wife there to wreck your life. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that hundreds of thousands of teachers are smashing the male students in America. And 99.9% of them will never get caught or be punished for it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. this channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the 50-year-old women pretending to be 40 and wanting you to date them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.